We are back here on the Blue Line, Sports Radio 950 ESPN. And joining us now, one of the best business of sports writers in the business. It's Maury Brown from the Business of Sports Network. Maury, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
That's good. I know you're out on the West Coast. It's a little early, so.
It's never too early. It's sunny out here, so hey.
Oh, that's good. Well, that's
good.
That'll
be a good thing.
I've heard Oregon is very nice. So anyway, speaking of very nice, the NHLPA, the Players Association, is really trying to woo Donald Fehr, or at least that's the way it looks to me. How much of a problem could this be for the NHL and the NHL owners if Donald Fehr joins in with the NHLPA?
Well, you know, I mean, this is a great question. I think that there's a bit of an unknown quantity in it. I mean, the players are so far behind right now after the firing of Paul Kelly. I mean, it's been 8 months. They need to get an executive director in. Certainly Donald Fehr would immediately give them a great deal of panache. It would give them a lot of credibility. I mean, Don's, you know, he's been the head of the strongest, you know, players union in the world. And that certainly would bolster the credibility of the players instantly. But they need to do something relatively soon. I mean, you've got a search committee that Fehr is heading, and they're looking for a new executive director to replace Kelly. They've got things stuck in neutral, basically. You know, it sounds to me like they want Don, and Don is in a position to where, you know, it sounds like he's not ready to make that decision yet. But that's leaving the other candidates kind of hanging out there right now. So I think that it would certainly give the players a lot more muscle than they've had prior. He needs to be able to figure out the collective bargaining agreement a bit more. But still, I mean, you know, you're looking at if they extend the CBA, which I can't imagine they won't. I mean, I know that there's a couple agents that said that they think that they should just end things right now, I think, which would be suicide for the players. But if they do extend it, I mean, still, I mean, you're looking at the CBA only extending one more year. They need to get on it. So it's going to be interesting to see.
Well, Donald Fehr, of course, headed up the MLBPA for the last 75 years or so. And, you know, he was really, really good. There's no salary cap there. The players have great pensions. Everything is good. And the only thing is that Fehr is 61 years old, and that makes me question, or, you know, is he just playing hard to get?
Well, I don't know if he's playing hard to get. I mean, I think he is. You know, you bring up a good point. I mean, he just retired from being, you know, he was the head of the Players Association since 85. And so, you know, saying, and then he says he's going to retire. So, you know, how serious would he be about this thing? Is it that he got involved with it? And he sounds to me like he's very intrigued. I mean, he's made very, very sweeping statements about how the players seem to be intelligent and passionate. And, you know, and I think he clearly sees that they need some solidarity and they need some solid leadership. And I think that's intriguing to Don. Something, you know, he always had to live behind the shadow of Marvin Miller in Major League Baseball with the Players Association there. And this would be a way for him to really make his mark. So I think that's intriguing to him. But you do mention his age. You know, how long would he really want to do this? And so that, I think, is the downside for the players. You know, I think that there's a concern that for some of them that they're going to go, hey, how long is he really going to be involved in this? And does he really want this? Or is this just something that, you know, suddenly is jumping out at him?
Well, we're talking to Maury Brown, businessofsportsnetwork.com. Of course, also Biz of Hockey, more importantly, because hockey is important. Now, Maury, I got an interesting question for you here. A lot of fans come up to me and say, you know, why do you guys talk so much about business and stuff on your show? What does it matter to me as a Sabres fan who heads up the NHLPA? What do you say to that?
Well, I mean, look, I'm of course going to be biased because this is in my wheelhouse, right?
This is true.
My thing. But I mean, I would say this, all I have to tell you is, you know, if you're a hockey fan, let's look back at that strike where you wiped out an entire year. That's business. That's important. You know, this could possibly happen again. You know, we're talking about Don, and Don Fehr was the head of the Players Association when there were strikes and lockouts prior. You know, if you're a hockey fan, you better be interested in this. It's going to dictate a host of issues, what the players get paid, you know, how television is going to operate, how these, you know, some of these rules get implemented. You know, I mean, right now the owners are going out, you know, they're implementing a headshot rule, and the PA is basically coming back behind and saying, oh yeah, we endorse it. Well, normally in the normal course of events, that sort of stuff would be bargained with the players sitting, you know, side by side with the owners. So it has a great deal of relevance as to what's going to happen to the game. And it's going to have a great deal of relevance as to whether we have a work stoppage. So, Sabre fans, you know, it's important to you.
Well, you know, you mentioned the headshots rule, and talk about that a little bit. It's only temporary, and there's no on-ice penalty.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it is one of those things, though. I think that it's probably going to move into something more than that. I mean, they do mention the players. I do think that it is going to be something that I think that the NHL had to do this. I think they're looking at the NFL, and I think that we're looking at some of the hits that we've seen recently that have just been, you know, I mean, look, it's dangerous. You're going to have somebody either break their neck and be paralyzed, you know, you're going to, or possibly have somebody get killed. Or at the, you know, at the very least, I think you're going to see, much like we've seen with the NFL, you're going to see retired players, you know, running into a host of health issues afterwards. It's public, you know, it's partially or maybe a majority of a PR issue right now. And I think that they see that they need to do something about it, and they're going to probably look a little bit more into it.
Now, there was a hit the other night to the head. David Booth was injured by Yaroslav Spacek, a former Sabre, it figures. Now, have you heard anything as far as, is there going to be a suspension for Spacek? And by, how big is it if they do? Because it's going to set a precedent.
Yeah, I haven't heard yet. And, you know, it wouldn't surprise me. You know, it is one of those things to where this is, you know, at some point they're going to have to look at something like this. You know, there's going to have to be intent. There's going to have to be a host of issues, which is makes this rule really difficult, right? I mean, we're looking at intent, I think, as much as anything. So I think that the league is going to take their time and really look closely at these issues and make the determination as to when they put something like this in play. But I haven't heard anything yet, and it'll be interesting to see.
Well, you know, we teased that you were going to tell us which NHL franchises are going to relocate. We know that we're safe here in Buffalo, but if you were going to pick a team out of a hat and just say the number one team that's probably likely to relocate, what team would that be?
Oh, it's the Phoenix Coyotes. It's and nothing else happens, I think, until that gets handled. You know, it's interesting. You know, here we had this long, drawn-out, and very painful process that went on with the Coyotes, with Jim Bosile coming along and Moyes trying to sell the team, you know, basically behind the league's back. And that was the crux of the issue, that it was all done basically behind the league's back and without basically going behind and breaking the Constitution. It would not at all surprise me, and I said this, you know, well before the dust settled with the bankruptcy situation with the Coyotes, that the league had looked in markets in Canada, and if they didn't move to Hamilton, it wouldn't surprise me if it was Winnipeg, and there seems to be a lot of movement in that direction right now. So it's going to – I think a lot of fans are just going to shake their head, because they're going to go, why was this long, drawn-out process? Why did you stop Jim Bosile? But it has a lot to do – I think it has everything to do with how league control operates and doing things in a proper – fashion that basically has everything vetted through the league, as opposed to having, you know, owners running, you know, maverick and basically doing things on their own without consideration. And look, you know, I mean, it was the Maple Leafs that were going to get impacted, and we can't discount that. And, you know, it's, you know, hockey's biggest, you know, market, and it's hockey's most, you know, popular franchise. So I think that had a little bit to do with it as well. So that's the team. You know, everything else after that, I think is a matter of conjecture, and certainly I don't think happens. You're not going to see things go bang, bang, bang. I mean, it's going to be one of those things to where there would be relocation. You would let the dust settle, and then there would be another. We saw this in baseball. I think there were a lot of fans that thought when the Montreal Expos were relocated to Washington, D.C., that we would see, you know, the Florida Marlins, and we'd see maybe the Rays and maybe Oakland and the Twins all relocating right afterwards. And, you know, leagues don't do that. They look to see how things are going to happen and how things impact everything else, and I think that's what you're going to see with the Coyotes.
Maury, with all these teams that, you know, are in the South, they're struggling with getting attendance or struggling making their bottom line and that sort of thing. I mean, do you think the NHL will learn a lesson when it comes to, for example, in Phoenix, you don't build the arena in Phoenix, you build it outside of the city. In Florida, with the Florida Panthers, you don't build the arena in Miami, you build it outside of Miami. And these seem to be like huge mistakes that were made to the communities of those cities trying to get people into hockey. I mean, do you think the NHL will learn their lesson when it comes to relocating teams? Like if they wanted to move, for example, Nashville to Kansas City, which is a rumor out in the distance. Kansas City already has, from what I understand, an arena built downtown. I mean, do you think the NHL will learn anything from these things?
Yeah, I mean, you know, hockey's kind of an interesting thing. You know, they certainly would probably look to the location of it. They would always want to have it in an urban core, you know, and have it in a downtown location, I think, if they had their druthers. It's not like, you know, American football where you're going to have, you know, it doesn't matter because it's an event-driven thing. It's once a week. I mean, you need to have things downtown where it's centrally located and whatnot. I don't know if that is the overarching factor in how teams survive and how teams do well in certain markets. I mean, look, I think part of it just has to do with winning and being able to, you know, have hockey basically ingrain itself back again after it's, you know, it's basically had its high watermark during, you know, after Gretzky, and we saw that there was a real high watermark going on, and I think that was expansion too fast. The league is, you know, steadfastly stuck saying that they're going to put teams and stand by these teams in the Sun Belt. I don't know if they're going to survive. I think it's a very difficult issue for the league. I think it's a very difficult issue for the fans. You know, you've got to have star power and winning. So whether, you know, look at, you know, we can look at the Caps. I mean, look, they were, you know, horrible for a considerable period of time. You stick Alex Ovechkin in there and they're suddenly very popular. Phoenix, I don't think you can resurrect it at this point. I mean, here they are, you know, they're in first place, or, you know, they're going to make the playoffs, and it's one of those things where I think the fans have just gone, you know, you're just going to rip my heart out. You know, this thing isn't over with. We don't know what's going on with it. You know, there was this, you know, dragging the whole thing through the street. It just was, you know, so bad. I think it just left a bad taste in the fans' mouth. And well, in other markets, I think, you know, until they get some sense of stability and winning on a consistent level and star power, I don't think that some of these teams are going to be stable for some time.
Well, we're talking to Maury Brown of the Business of Sports Network. You can read it, businessofsportsnetwork.com, and Biz of Hockey for specifically hockey news. Well, before I let you go, Maury, the Atlanta Thrashers, they're up for sale. What's the chances that the Thrashers come back up north?
I don't think so right now. I just don't. You know, like I said, I think that the Phoenix situation has got to get ironed out first. It's very possible that could happen. But look, I mean, there is a limited amount of markets that these teams can move into without starting to impact others. And I use this analogy, and I've used it often. When you relocate teams in markets next to other ones or in close proximity where there's television involved, it's like throwing a pebble in a pool. I mean, it makes waves, right? I mean, and those waves reach out farther than where they initially impact. And so relocation has to be done with a great deal of, you know, looking at how things are going to be. And certainly there has to be some, you know, some way to indemnify the other team that's going to get impacted. Because, look, their fan base is going to erode. Their television's going to erode. Their sponsorship's going to erode. And so, you know, I think that, like I said, they're going to have to look at what happens if you move a team to Winnipeg. And then after that, they're going to have to say, well, what markets work? And how is that going to work? And until then, it's going to be a matter of trying to bolster these other teams that are struggling and try and make something happen where they're at now for the time being.
Well, thank you so much, Maury. And, you know, I always say that winning heals all wounds. So maybe Phoenix will be sticking around. Bettman seems like he wants to keep him there. So.
Yeah, and that would, you know, like I said, nothing would probably make Bettman happier. And maybe the team of Phoenix, you know, last thing I'll say in this is that, you know, I don't think relocation and moving teams around, although the NBA has done it quite a bit, I don't think it's healthy for any league to do it. I don't think it makes them look very healthy in the overall.
No, probably not. Well, thank you so much, Maury, for joining us. Maury Brown, Business of Sports Network, bizofhockey.com. Thanks, Maury.
My pleasure.